Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
Have you guys ever wondered how most successful people win in life? How Michael Jordan has the most rings ever, how Tom Brady has the most rings ever for sports, how billionaires become billionaires, even though it seemed like they had everything against them. They came from nothing, yet they grew a billion-dollar brand. How did they do that? That's been a question that I've been very curious about my whole life. And over the last 8-9 years, I've gone deep into studying what makes people successful, what makes people win, what makes businesses truly succeed and get ahead. And I've named it the foundation of each person, of each business. And as a matter of fact, what's the most important structural part of a building? The foundation. That's the strongest parts. That's what keeps the building from not falling over because a gust of wind blew on it. The foundation. Without the foundation, a building doesn't go up 100 stories high, right? Without the foundation, Tom Brady doesn't become the greatest of all time with most rings. Without the foundation, I wouldn't be here right now. Foundation is key. Now, my industry and my expertise are two, real estate and sports investing. Sports investing I've been doing for the past 7 years, and I consider myself to be the best in the industry. I've proven it. I have more clients than most people. I've made more than most tracked, and I can prove that. Most people can't. So today I'm going to talk about the foundations you need to succeed in sports investing. In sports investing, it's an industry that's growing every single year. If you haven't seen the video of Jeff Bezos, the Amazon CEO and founder, giving you the reasons why he started Amazon, you should go watch it because it's a big, big reason why I got into this industry. It goes something like this. It's him saying that he found a startling fact that the usage of internet was growing at a high percentage, extremely high percentage, and that he saw an opportunity to get into that before it truly exploded. And this is this industry, believe it or not. In the next 10 years, 15 years, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but you're going to see funds. You know how there's funds that buy real estate, funds that buy crypto, funds that buy businesses? There's going to be funds that run sports betting, sports investing. People are going to be able to invest on people they trust, and they're going to get X return for putting their money with this person. We're not there yet, but that's my goal, to have a fund to take the emotion away from everybody, and that way they can trust somebody that has actually done it successfully. And hopefully that happens in the next 10 years. But with that said, there's a foundation that needs to be implemented for you to truly succeed in this industry. If you're starting off, if you're seasoned, whatever you want, however you want to put it. And number one, most importantly, and it's not because I'm trying to protect myself here from getting sued or anything, but it's because of the state of mind you're in if you're not in a good financial spot. So the number one key of the foundation for you to successfully become a sports investor is betting responsibly, investing responsibly. Don't be irresponsible. Don't let emotions take over. Don't bet on your favorite team because it's the weekend and you're drinking. And as a matter of fact, it goes beyond that. It goes more because when you're in a good state, in a flowing state, in a creative state, you pick winners with ease. And when you're at ease, it's easier for things to flow better. Now, when you're feeling tight, when you're breathing a little bit shallow, when you're anxious, when you're a little tight because you don't know where your next couple bucks are going to come from because something's going on in your life like it can be happening, right? Don't invest in this. You shouldn't be investing in anything if you're in that position other than yourself. Gain a skill that's going to help you make more money so then you can start investing your money. Don't go all in into an industry to save yourself that you don't know about. Considering this one, that's what most people do. They go and they bet big on a game. Emotions come high. They're in debt. They lose. They're in a bigger hole. And now they're down even more. And their solution is to double down. I don't see the logic in that. And I know you don't either, but we've all been there. As a matter of fact, I'm not judging it because I've been in that situation and in that position where I'm down. I know I shouldn't put another play in, but I do because that itch, that urge, that habit that we already have that we're going to double down and we're going to win the next bet if we lose a prior bet. Trust me, we all have it. And we all have that degenerate inside of you. Now, the winners tame that degenerate and think logically. So number one, bet responsibly, guys. Do not be irresponsible. Have funds set aside to get into this industry. Do not just go into it thinking that because you have some sort of knowledge in a sport like NFL, NCAF, NBA, or whatever, you're going to come in and win because it's easy for you. That's not the case. And especially if you don't have money or if you're in a tight spot. Cool. Number two, I would highly recommend you study people that are successful in this industry and follow their steps. And if you don't know anybody that's successful in industry, find an industry that's parallel to it. And I've talked about this in previous podcasts, but that's what I did. When I got into this industry, at first, I probably felt for the same things that most do, which is bet on my favorite team, bet like a degenerate, lose, not track my plays. And then guess what? I'm in the hole and I wonder why. So I started realizing I needed to study about somebody that's done something similar to me. I studied Paul Tudor a bunch and I studied different types of traders as to how they thought and how they implemented their processes and how they invested their money. As a matter of fact, traders are doing what you're doing every single day if you're a sports investor. They're putting wagers on certain things they think is going to go right and it's going to pay them out. That's what trading is. So is investing in sports. You're betting on a play that you think is going to go your way and you're going to get paid out after, right? At the end of the day, you guys are wagering money to make money. Call it gambling, call it investing, whatever you want to call it. I like to call it investing because I'm prepared for what I'm investing in. But if you don't know why you're investing in something, that's gambling. And then don't expect to win long-term if that's what you're doing, right? Now, very important to follow that. Because if you're trying to create your own system, your own model that's not proven, you're going to be testing a bunch, which in turn, you're going to be spending a bunch of money, which in turn, if you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of time or money to be testing a bunch. So your best solution is to model somebody successfully doing it, pay them, watch their YouTube videos, watch their Instagram, message them, see how you can provide value, and maybe they'll show you if you're not in a position to pay them right away, right? Number three. Made it number three because I believe it's the most important one. And it's not having emotion to the outcome at all. Zero emotion to the outcome. The best bettors, best investors in the world, they have zero emotions for the outcome. All they care about is the process, how they pick their place, what they do prior to picking the place, their investments, their routine, their habits, what they read, what they listen to. That's what they care about, and their emotions are tied, that they're doing good, that they are holding their standards, I guess you can say. They don't care about the outcome. The outcome can go up and down, and over the long run, winners know that they're going to succeed, but they know that in the short term, over a couple of weeks, things can go a little south, but they know that in the long run, they're going to win. So they don't have emotions to the day-to-day. That's why they bounce back. Because think about it, if you have emotions when you're down, typically, you start chasing, you start doing worse. And most people, I've seen it, start chasing and they end up at a big fat zero because they're chasing, because they have the emotion tied into it, because LeBron James is playing and Tom Brady, because it's college football and it's my favorite team and I went to FSU, Seminole, or Gator, or UM. And because of that, I'm betting them big because I know they're going to win and I'm drunk. You have emotions to the game and you're going to lose. Like any other investment, if you have emotions tied into it, you're going to lose. Let me put it into example. If you buy a piece of property, are you checking every single day if it's going up and down in value? No. You hold onto it for the next 5 to 10 years because you know it's a long-term play. See this the same way. I'm not saying 5 to 10 years, even though if you see it as a 5 to 10 years investment, kudos to you. You have the right mindset, but at least see it as a one-year process. Give it a one-year process. That's the minimum. If you're thinking about this as a weekend plan, as I want to make a quick buck on the weekend, I'm not for you. There's plenty of scammers out there that are ready to take your money. So go follow them. Lastly, those that want to get rich quick in this industry tend to not get rich and end poor. Those who want to get rich in this industry tend to not get rich and end poor. We listen to that. I just created that, by the way. But it's one of those things that it's been crucial for me to like, crucial, as I've been in this industry. Because I've seen it. I see from a lot of clients, from a lot of people coming in thinking that they're going to win this amount of money in the next month because I've been on a hot run. And it's just not the case. Success averages it out over the 12 months. Let's say last month I lost 20%. Next month I win 40%. Over the 12 months, the average is what I care about. I know bad months are going to happen. Nobody is perfect. As a matter of fact, I've never seen somebody go 12 for 12 profitable months. And if you have, the next year, you're probably going to lose a month. So we're all humans. It's part of the process that's going to happen. Now, it's important that doesn't hold you back. And that's why it's so important for you to see this long term and not think that you're going to get rich quick, because as a matter of fact, you're not. Yes, we might have a big month that's stupendous, that beats most, but that doesn't determine future outcomes. That's why it's important, very important, to control your risk management and your bankroll management and your betting percentages of that bankroll per play. So you're never overexposing yourself. And at the same time, throughout the months, you're seeing profits, right? So those are the keys to succeeding in sports investing. Been doing it for 7 years, guys. I've been very successful on it. As a matter of fact, today, July 18th is when I'm recording this. I had my first group call with a couple students that hopped on, seven, as a matter of fact. I wanted seven. I got seven, which they're doing a seven-month program. I'm teaching them how to pick successful winners so they don't have to pick. So they don't have to pay for plays. And so they can build either A, their main source of income, a side income, or build a business out of this. Because it's doable to build a business out of this, especially now. Yes, this industry is saturated, but it's also saturated in a negative way where there's a lot of scammers. And people are noticing that. So if you do the ethical thing and you're being transparent and you're showing your tickets, you're showing your face, you're providing value, you're going to stand out. Trust me when I tell you this, and I can help you with that. So if you're interested in that by any chance, go ahead and email me, message me, DM me, sports investing, or just let me know you heard the podcast and you're interested in learning more about it. And I'll give you more information so you can get started. Cool, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. Really going to tackle this subject more and more and more. I think it's important, and I think it's what I can provide the most value in, along with discipline and real estate. With that said, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll catch you guys next time.